And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
There's something that Tom and I usually like to do, and you kind of miss out. So how about you get involved with this?
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
But don't call us.
But you always say don't call us.
Don't call us. It's just rhymes for the song.
Yeah. Love your work.
Yeah, 100%. So, is this a hack or not? I went out with one of my friends a little while ago and we were driving back to her house after a big night, which I hadn't had for a while.
Yeah.
We were very excited about it, right? So we were driving and we were in Footscray? We're in Footscray.
All right.
And we were coming home at early hours, you know. God, it makes you feel alive again, you know?
Does it?
Yeah.
Or does it really make you hate yourself?
The next day, for sure. But we got an Uber home, right?
From Footscray. Okay, that's a couple of dollars.
Yeah. That's all right, you know. At that time of the morning, you're like, who cares?
Oh, at that time of the morning, it's like, just get me home anyhow.
Throw money at the problem. Yes. Even if that means I can't afford dinner next week. But as we were going, we were like, hungry. You know, about 2 a.m., you get a bit hungry.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Right? And we're like, Macca's? Yeah, Macca's. But I was like, hang on, leave it to me. And she was like, didn't say anything because she was passed out. No, she wasn't. She wasn't. But I was like, just leave it to me because I have a fantastic idea, right? Now, I need to know, is this a hack or just doing a thing? So as we were in the Uber, instead of getting the Uber driver, like I changed the destination and went through Macca's, what I did is I got on Uber Eats and I ordered the Macca's to be delivered to her house so that when we arrived at the house, the Uber Eats arrived at the house at the same time.
You double Ubered.
I double Ubered.
Wow.
And it felt like I was like in Minority Report with Tom Cruise. I was figuring out all this information.
Did it work? Did you time it?
It worked perfectly.
Oh, okay.
Because we got home and we had enough time to get in our pajamas and then the Uber driver rocked up.
Oh, so good. And you hadn't quite yet like passed out asleep on the couch.
No. So the food was hot. And we had it all there because normally you'd eat it in the car and then you'd be like, I'll save it for home. But you eat it in the car on the way home, right? Now, I don't know. I haven't done the maths on it because if you change your direction, you have to go into Macca's and wait and there's a long wait. I mean, that is getting up Uber clams, right? And it ends up costing you. But the Uber Eats also costs you.
Oh, at that time of the morning again, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a hack. I don't know if it's a thing. Yeah. I think it's just bloody genius.
Oh, my God.
Well played. Well done.
Yes, try that at your next function, I'd say. It's
double
definitely
Uber.
A hack.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Time for this.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies explained badly.
Okay, this fills me with a little bit of trepidation because this is the part of the week where one of us will give the little blurb to a movie, like you find on Stan when you get to their homepage and you read through. Now, they give a good synopsis of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
On this occasion, we give a little bit of a bad one, with a bit of a different twist to it. Now, Tom and I tend to understand how this segment sort of works.
Okay.
Log, you've had trouble with it in the past.
But I feel I've gotten better.
Yeah, you've improved slightly. And now it's just me and you. Makes me so nervous about what is about to happen, but you are going to explain a movie badly.
Yes.
I am going to have to guess.
And it's all thanks to Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Here we go.
We apologise to Stan in advance.
Always. That's part of what I do. Work is best when it's you and your two best mates.
Work is best. You and two best mates. Okay, that doesn't narrow it down heaps. Work is best
when it's you and your two best
so
mates.
So it's three people.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a little bit more for me?
I do.
Okay.
Private investigators, public hotties.
Oh, private investigators, public hiding. Straight away, when I think private investigators, yeah. I think of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and public hotties is Jessica Rabbit.
The biggest public hottie there ever was. Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, that is a quality movie.
Great
that
movie.
That is a quality movie. It is incorrect, though.
It is
though.
Incorrect.
So okay. We've got work is best when it's you and your two best mates, private investigators, public hotties. Next, do you want to have another think, or you want another clue?
Public hotties isn't like strip sort of, you know, what's
no,
that?
No, they're just
Magic Mike type
they're,
thing.
They're private investigators. It's a play on words.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Private investigators, but they're hot.
Okay. Give us more.
Okay. You don't start your day until you say good morning to a specific person.
See, again, starting the day saying something good morning is like the Truman Show?
No.
No.
What if I said, good morning, Charlie?
So hot, by the way.
Yeah? The movie is?
Charlie's Angels.
Well done, my friend.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu, and not to mention Sam Rockwell. When he dances in that movie,
yeah.
That is an awakening for a lot of people.
In the second one, is it Demi Moore?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done, you. Movies
well
explain
done, you.
Badly, explain goodly by me. Thanks to Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. We'll play again next week.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I was doing my thing yesterday. I had a different experience, a new experience I haven't had for years and years and years.
Yeah.
I, as you know.
Back to high school?
Not quite okay. That far back.
Was it a Dear Diary moment?
No.
Okay. Dear Diary.
Little dinky diary.
Sorry. Dinky. Did you used to write? Did you used
no,
to have
my,
a diary?
My sister had a dinky diary.
Oh, did you used to go into it?
No. Okay. I just knew there was
Yeah,
that
me
thing.
Either. I never used to go into my sister's diary either.
You want to shout out anything from one of those
I do.
Entries?
I definitely do. I've got a name in my head, but I'm not going to say it.
Good discipline.
I know.
I go to because of my awfully bad back and my horrible injuries I copped over the years. I go to Keyser.
Yeah.
Have been doing since 2018. So,
and for those who don't know, it's a gym, but it's a different style of gym.
Yeah, really sort of deep core, like the little back muscles. So really sort of structural stuff. I've found it changed a lot of – I was in a serious amount of pain. It's been great for me. So I go. It's almost religious for me. Twice a week, every week, just do –
Twice
do,
a week, do. Really?
Twice a week.
Good on you.
Twice a week, 40 minutes a session. However, what I love about it is, as a gym, it has no music.
Yeah.
There's not much. It's not like your normal gym where you walk in and it's, you know, pumping iron and everything like that. It's quite clinical.
Yes,
and
there's
quiet,
no mirrors and stuff.
And focused, no mirrors.
So it's just a bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that. So it's almost meditative for me as well, where I pop my headphones in, pop a podcast on, and for 45 minutes, because it's slow movement, I'm almost this 10 count that you do per rep.
Yeah.
While listening to a podcast. And I go in my own world. I don't talk to anyone, really. I'm not rude to anyone, but I just love that quiet 45 minutes of focused on the podcast and the exercise I'm doing. However, yesterday, Log, forgot my headphones.
I had
to raw dog a Keyser session.
Yeah.
And I have not done this for seriously 7 years.
And you go running and stuff too, and you take
headphones on, listen to podcasts every single time. So I'm always in my own little world.
Yeah.
And I'm there doing the exercises, and it is amazing how much your senses just start picking up everything that's going on in the room. I was listening in on conversations over the other side of the gym.
Give us the tea.
And some of the conversations were incredibly boring.
Okay.
Really, really
well,
dull.
That's offensive.
Some of them were a little bit like, oh, there's something going on here.
Yes.
As I'm just
that'll make me work
quietly
harder.
Doing my 1, 2, 3. Oh, what was that?
What was that?
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm going to turn back the other way because I need to pick this up. Oh, you did what? My goodness.
Yeah.
I was locked in on everyone in that entire building yesterday. I'm sorry for those who were working out, but my hearing senses have not been unlocked for 7 years.
Yeah.
And I was on to all of your conversations.
I think the saddest thing about this is the fact that you can't be with your own thoughts for 1 second. You're like, if I'm not listening to a podcast, I'm going to listen to a live podcast.
I got the Geelong podcast yesterday. There's some dramas in this world.
Yeah.
Off the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Good morning to get a nice hot drink. You know, grab yourself a coffee or a hot chockey or something like that. Maybe not a baby chino because prices, as you found out, Log, when you were doing a little bit of research online, are just ridiculous.
Well, and the thing is, are they or is this just how it is now? Because WAG Taylor Broad, who is married to Richmond player Nathan Broad, she announced yesterday on her stories that she has had enough of the high price of baby chinos. Now, this is for her two-year-old daughter, Samara, up in Melbourne. Okay, so it's not down here, but still. We're Melbourne adjacent, obviously. She said, I am sick of spending $3.50 on a goddamn baby chino.
Again, to just confirm it, baby chino is hot milk, steamed milk with a, they put a bunch of the froth on top and sprinkle a little bit of chockey on top, but it's still just milk.
And it's not a full cup. It's like a thimble, basically, of hot milk. Is $3.50 the normal price?
Oh, if it is, stop buying them.
Is this insane? Or what, where's the limit for you? Because we don't have young kids anymore.
And I never bought once a baby chino.
Yeah. So I don't want any name of businesses. I don't want any business shaming. We just want prices on 52232955. We've got Abby from Grovedale. Abby, baby chinos, do you buy them?
I buy them a lot. So I've got a 4.5-year-old and an almost 2-year-old.
Yes.
I've literally just dropped my 4.5-year-old at kinder and gotten myself a coffee and my 2-year-old a baby chino.
Oh, okay.
And I paid $1.50.
Oh.
And I think that's a pretty, around Geelong on the Surf Coast, all the cafes I've been to, it's usually between $1.50 and $2.
Yeah.
Some places are $1.30, which is lovely.
Yeah.
But $3.50 for hot milk, I can't fathom it.
So
I'm
glad
for hot milk.
I'm glad you agree, Abby. Well, that's a relief. The fact that there's good places around Geelong that are around $1.30, $1.50. So you draw the line. If you rocked up and that baby chinos were $3.50, you'd just say, sorry, little 2.5-year-old, you're missing out today.
Yeah, well, then I go, I found this hack the other day. But if you go to a certain fast food place that has a cafe, because I know we're not naming businesses.
Yeah, good on you.
You can get a small, like a proper size small hot milk for 60 cents.
Oh, okay. There's a hack. I guess, what is the limit for you then? Are we talking $3.50 would be the absolute limit or is it even $3, Abby?
I wouldn't pay more than $2.
Yes,
wouldn't
Abby.
Pay more than $2.
Jackie from Whittington is on the line. Jackie, do you buy baby chinos?
Well, I don't now, but I know when the grandkids were smaller, I would prefer to go wherever the baby chinos were cheaper.
What price?
Yeah, your coffee is usually quite good wherever you go, but if they're going to charge a lot of money for a baby chino, they've got to realise that you're not going to spend more on yourself and maybe get a cupcake or something because the cost of baby chinos is just ridiculous.
Correct.
Yes.
Do you remember where the line was for you? What were you paying and what wouldn't you pay more than?
Well, it was about $1 to $1.50.
Okay.
And you're virtually buying another small coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
$3.50. Yeah.
And it's a thimble of coffee, really, isn't it? It's not even really like a small or anything.
Exactly. And whoever's doing it, well, that's a good idea for them, but it will bite them in the bum because look at what we're doing now.
I know. I guess the other thing is, God forbid a child has a dairy allergy and they need an almond milk baby chino.
That's $7 a thimble.
Seriously, everyone would lose their mind.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.